Well, say the horse bucked or something,
mm-hmm.
What would happen to me?
You were thrown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. What is it that they put on the bottom of a horse's feet?
Horseshoes.
What is it that the horseshoes nailed to?
His hoof.
Mm-hmm.
The horse's hoof.
Okay, say if you're gonna put a set of shoes on, what would you call all of these parts of his feet all together? If there's more than one. All right, you have one hoof. You have two.
Oh, you have four hooves. Each horse has four hooves.
What do you play with there's a game you can play with those things that you put on the
bottom. Oh, you play horseshoes.
Uh-huh. Did you always call it horseshoes? Or did your father call it when he was younger?
That's all I've ever heard it called.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we would use mule shoes as often as we would horseshoes.
Yeah. say when you had, if you had a sheep.
If we had sheep.
Yeah, if you had sheep.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the male sheep?
You call him a ram.
Mm-hmm. Did your father call him, or when you were younger, did they always call him rams?
I don't know. We didn't have sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And now, my uncle had sheep, but I don't ever remember them calling them anything except rams.
Okay, how about the female?
They're called ewes.
Mm-hmm. When your uncle had other sheep, did he call them anything other than...
I never remember him calling anything else.
Okay, what did you usually keep your uncle keep sheep for?
Well, he kept them for the wool.
Mm-hmm.
He would shear them in the spring, and then he would they would butcher them. They'd butcher them for the mutton, and then for the when a young one, they would call it lamb, and tastes a lot better than mutton to me. Neither one of them are extra good. However, my husband and children like mutton very much, but I don't care for it.
How about if you got some pigs? You told me you had some pigs, or we're going to get some pigs. What would you call the male?
You call him a boar.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever call him when you were younger anything other than boar?
No, we call him boar, but I've heard many people call him a male hog.
Mm-hmm.
And we call the females a sow.
Oh, okay. What would you do to those boars if you wanted to get big? Didn't certain times of the year you do something to them, kind of alter them?
Well, you would castrate them. You castrated the boar pigs and you turned them into barrows.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Now, the females were called gilts, are called gilts, and you... I can remember my father used to have the gilts altered too. Now what? He spayed.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have those gilts spayed.
Uh-huh. That usually make them grow bigger? Or
well, it'd keep them from getting with pig when you were trying to fatten them for meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you
do? Well, of course you could accomplish the same thing by keeping them away from the boars. But that is kind of hard to do when they're in heat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What do you usually call just baby pigs?
You call young hogs pigs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call a grown hog a pig.
Oh, shit.
You don't. He's a hog. I mean, that is a hog.
Uh-huh.
The young one is a pig. Just like the grown one is a cow, the young one is a calf. Except the young female is a heifer. The young female of the hogs is a gilt.
Mm-hmm.